Triple M Footy lives on listener. Replays, interviews, and the only place to catch every Triple M Footy call. Oh!
Doesn't get better than this.
Triple M rocks footy.
Now, can I tell you, Dave, round two of the NRL. Time to catch up with our good mate from the Cowboys, Kyle Felt. Hello, mate.
G'day, guys. How are we travelling?
Terrible with the tipping this year already.
As long as you back the Cowboys, that's all I care about.
Well, mate, last week when we spoke to you in for round one, I was, when you said, look, we're going to give the Dolphins a touch-up, did anybody expect that result? That was a bloody whipping of the poor Dolphins.
Oh, I don't think I said a whipping. I thought we said we'd start fast and give them a good run, but glad we did. So, yeah, it's great.
It's always good to get a good start to the season, isn't it?
Yeah, obviously we need to start well coming off the back end of last year and the way we played, and that's something that Todd addressed us before the game and before the season, is we need to start well, and I think we've kind of started the season as well as we could, I guess.
Did he have that chat with you before or after he presented himself with no facial hair? What the hell is going on with Todd with that? That was a surprise.
Jesus. Yeah, it was. It took everyone by surprise. We had like a little dress up party at the end of the preseason, just to let our hair down and I guess say that preseason's finally over and time to switch on. And he dressed up as a character, and yeah, unfortunately he buggered up his goatee, his beard, so he had to shave it off.
Who was the character?
I can't remember. It was Dolly Parton's.
Hang on, I'm trying to get my head around Dolly Parton and Todd in the same sentence.
He dressed up as her partner. I can't remember what it was.
Oh my God. So round two, mate, we're looking at, Dave and I are a bit stuck on tipping, so we're hoping that you can help us out. Obviously, for the Cowboys game, we're going you guys. Who would you tip if you had to go Broncos, Bunnies? Because this one, we are both scratching. Oh, look, obviously Broncos, great year last year.
Yeah.
Bunnies, though, do you think they've got what it takes to squash the Broncos?
I don't know. I don't really like the Broncos or the Bunnies, so I can't really help you out there, but... If I was, I guess, being a tipping comp, I'd probably go. Is it at Suncorp though?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, I'd have to go. Unfortunately, yeah, the horses. I'm not going to say it. I don't mind. it's hard to say that word.
You struggled with it.
Say Brisbane. That's easier.
Yeah, I don't even like saying that.
Well, there you go, Dave. That's your tip there.
Yeah, look, I'm just curious, and I know it's only round two. Do you see any team that actually stands out as a potential winner for the season? I know you win the season in September.
Jesus, that's a huge call.
But I'm just asking the question. Who's performing well already?
A little team called the North Queensland Toyota Cowboys, they're going all right.
They're at the top of the ladder.
North. They got a good little side, so I think they're going to go all right this year.
You think?
Yeah.
Just looking at the stats, like 43-18 to the Dolphins, which we just spoke about. Half time, though, we knew that was going to be an absolute win there, 31-12. Like, did you know at that time, at halftime, you've got this in the bag, or did you think it would be the Wayne Bennett magic where the Dolphins would come back?
Yeah, definitely Wayne Bennett magic. He knows how to get a team up, especially at halftime too. So we knew we had to go out and obviously continue on with what we wanted to do. We're a little bit disappointed that we let in that one try and then probably the back end of the game there was a little bit unfortunate, but we still got a little bit of work to do, and we're obviously going into a very decent side this week against Newcastle.
That's on Saturday night, tomorrow night, as a matter of fact, at 4, almost basically 5 o'clock in the afternoon. What do you prefer, the daytime games or the nighttime games?
I just love playing footy.
That's fair.
I don't really care what time it is. I love going out there with my mates and having a good time on the footy field and putting on a nice show for the fans.
Well, next time you play our team, or my team particularly, the Dolphins, can you not have such a good time against them? Because I'm pretty dirty. I mean, I love you guys. Don't get me wrong. You're totally up there. But I'm a Redcliffe boy, and that sort of you smashed me on the weekend, so I'm a bit disappointed about that.
We owed them one. They got us up home here, so we had to get them down there. It's clean slatter now.
Right. Well, look, it's just going to be a massive one. If you can get to Queensland Country Bank Stadium, get there tomorrow night. It's going to be awesome.
All the action, of course, live on Triple M and the Listener app. Kyle Felt, as always, mate, good to catch up with you. We'll catch you again next week, hey?
No worries. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Hear that again on the listener app, LASTNR. Not that I, you know, love the guys, but, you know.
You're a little bit dirty, aren't you?
Very dirty, if I'm honest. Very dirty. Jane, Dave, for breakfast here on Triple M.